and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX. We bring you interviews with patients, healthcare providers, and sometimes even the latest news or issues that matter to you and are related, again, to healthcare.
I'm Lita, and Rhonda's not with us this week.
And I'm Jean Marie, and I'm barely with us this week. On today's show, we are discussing hearing loss.
What?
Yeah, hilarious. Let's start with a bit of anatomy and some background on hearing.
Okay. Working from the outside in, our ability to hear relies on a delicate and complex physiological process.
Okay.
Unfortunately, about half of the people over the age of 75, it's going to get worse in 5 years, experience some degree of hearing difficulty. Hearing loss can affect one or both ears. It might be temporary or permanent, and can occur suddenly or develop gradually over time.
And I'm going to just point out, it's also a complex anatomical working, too, which is fascinating.
Okay.
People with hearing loss often notice they can't clearly understand conversations, need to increase the volume on devices, or feel constantly strained or feel like they're constantly straining while listening. And this can both emotionally and actually physically be exhausting. And common signs include frequently asking others to repeat themselves.
What?
Hearing a persistent ringing or buzzing sound, known as tinnitus. Feeling a fullness in the ears, you know, kind of like when you're in an airplane and you feel that sudden fullness, or an elevator. Or experiencing dizziness.
And there are three primary types of hearing loss.
Okay.
Sensory neural.
Okay.
Conductive and mixed hearing loss.
And let's start with one that a word that we're going to constantly mispronounce. Let us know.
Isn't it sensory neural? Yeah.
Okay.
Neural for a nerve.
Well, we'll start with that.
Okay.
Hearing loss, which results from damage to the inner ear or the auditory nerve. And there are many common causes, which can include the natural aging process.
As we age, the sensory cells in our inner ear deteriorate, leading to hearing loss.
Also, certain medications can contribute to sensory neural hearing loss. And as you age, you may be taking some.
All right. For example, some antibiotics or chemotherapy drugs are known to be ototoxic, meaning they damage the inner ear.
Other causes of sensory neural hearing loss can include tumors,
such as an acoustic neuroma, which can press on the auditory nerve.
Or chronic conditions like diabetes.
Higher low blood sugars can damage the blood vessels in the inner ear.
Strokes can also lead to hearing loss.
Depending on the part of the brain affected, strokes can impair the auditory processing.
And certain viral or bacterial infections, such as meningitis, measles, mumps, or scarlet fever.
These infections can inflame or damage the structures in the inner ear.
Exposure to loud noises, whether from concerts, construction equipment, explosions, hair dryers, they can also be a factor in sensory neural hearing loss.
Even prolonged use of everyday items like hair dryers can contribute over time.
Injuries or trauma to the head, hereditary conditions, and smoking are also additional risk factors.
Smoking reduces oxygen flow to the inner ear, accelerating that damage. A notable example of overcoming hearing challenges includes,
oh, good Lord,
singer-songwriter Paul Simon, who has inspired many, including myself, through his decades of work. Very recently, he lost almost all of the hearing in his left ear. Rather than allowing it to limit his productivity, he continued to push through the disability, and he finished the new album he was in the process of writing at the time. What could have been a devastating loss to the music world, we now have new work with a spiritual undertone that may be his last piece of music. He is getting old, as he has stated in a song written in 2000.
Oh, my gosh.
First time I heard satisfaction, I was young and unemployed.
I don't know how much of, I don't think you can read that much of a song lyric, so you're going to have to skip to the end.
Man, you're getting old.
Okay. Wow. Moving on to another type of hearing loss. Conductive hearing loss occurs when sound cannot pass through the outer or middle ear properly. Common causes include fluid buildup in the middle ear due to eustachian tube dysfunction.
This often happens during a cold or sinus infection.
Earwax or foreign objects can also end up blocking the ear canal.
Yes, be cautious with cotton swabs. I think that's terrible.
Hmm.
The fact that they sell cotton swabs,
mm-hmm.
they don't sell them to clean your equipment. They sell them ears.
Now they say they specify that you're not supposed to utilize them to clean your
ear. But they still sell them.
Yeah, for other things like makeup application removal. Anyway, please move on. I can't help but notice that from the time that this episode was researched to the time that it was printed, some odd things were removed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can also end up with bugs in your ear.
Bugs?
Bugs and bug eggs.
I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so be cautious with those cotton swabs.
Okay.
They can push wax deeper into the ear.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare providers have removed items ranging from seeds to insects from people's ears.
And if you think you might have insects in your ear, a little bit of mineral oil before removing such things is called for.
Okay.
And see your healthcare provider, even if they don't believe you. For example, in the prison system in the United States where someone had cockroaches in their ears and they didn't believe them, but they were there.
Okay.
But yeah, typically they'll try to kill the insect with mineral oil prior to removing it.
Okay.
Tumors or growths can also obstruct sound transmission.
These might require surgical intervention.
And then there are inherited conditions like otosclerosis when an abnormal bone growth affects the middle ear.
Ear infections, damage to the eardrum, or congenital issues with the outer or middle ear structure can also play a role.
Right. For example, if you're born without the exterior structure of the ear, that can reduce the amount of sound that is, because the ear actually, you know, helps filter that sound in. So sometimes you can have a false ear to help you with your hearing. And then there's also mixed hearing loss, which combines aspects of both sensorineural and conductive hearing loss. A compelling example is the late singer, songwriter,
An activist,
Mandy Harvey, who I'm very familiar with, and who has persevered with mixed hearing loss to achieve musical success. Out of all the individuals who are famous for having hearing loss, I'm surprised that these are the ones that we picked up on.
Oh, there's more.
I think, after losing her residual hearing at 18, Mandy used hearing aids, vibration, and music memory to regain her confidence, becoming an advocate for the deaf community while inspiring countless others with her talent and resilience.
Hearing loss is common, especially among older adults, but it's often underdiagnosed. If you suspect hearing loss, consult an ear specialist. I think they call them ENT?
An audiologist or an audiologist, but you can also, the first step could be seeing your healthcare provider.
Okay.
Primary care provider.
Okay. A variety of tests can pinpoint the type and severity of hearing loss. Air conduction tests.
Okay.
These measure your ability to hear different frequency through headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Bone conduction tests. These determine if the issue lies in the outer or middle ear by bypassing them. Word recognition tests. These evaluate your ability to distinguish and understand speech. Tympanometry and acoustic reflex tests. These assess the movement of the eardrum and middle ear response. Otoacoustic emissions, OAE, these check cochlear function.
Which is one of the small bones in the ear.
Okay. And then auditory brainstem response, also AB.
Am I wrong, though? Is it?
Cochlear? Yeah.
Well, there's, the stapes, the I think I'm wrong. I think Coke. Okay. Anyway.
Somebody will correct you.
Somebody without a migraine. Correct me.
All right. Auditory brainstem response, ABR. This measures how the brain processes sound signals.
And treatment depends on the type and severity of hearing loss. Options include medications or surgery, and these may resolve conductive hearing loss caused by infections, fluid buildup, or structural issues. For instance, there's a groundbreaking procedure that has restored the hearing for many individuals, including public figures who faced hearing challenges. There are hearing aids, and these amplify sound for those with mild or moderate hearing loss. Innovators like Ludwig van Ludwig van Beethoven, who used primitive ear trumpets in his time, symbolized the enduring human quest to overcome hearing limitations. I'm glad we finally got to
somebody that you knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cochlear implants for those with severe hearing loss or those that wanted to destroy creatures in a couple of recent movies. These devices stimulate the auditory nerve directly. An inspiring example is author and advocate Rush Limbaugh, whose cochlear implants allowed him to continue his influential work. That sounded a little biased.
We cover both sides of the spectrum.
Oh, okay. Assistive learning devices.
Assistive listening devices.
Oh, I'm sorry. Assistive listening devices. Examples include, we should just give up the ghost.
We're doing good.
Examples include personal amplifiers, FM systems in public places, or alerting devices, which are often featured in testimonials by athletes and performers who have adapted their environments to help them excel.
You want me to take some?
Sure.
Okay. How about oral therapy?
Okay.
Counseling and training to improve listening skills and communication. Many musicians and actors, including those with hearing loss, have credited such therapies for maintaining their craft. There's also speech reading, which is using lip movements and facial expressions to enhance understanding. There's closed captioning. That helps individuals follow along with visual media and has been championed by numerous public figures advocating for accessible technology. There's medications or surgery. These may resolve conductive hearing loss caused by infections, fluid buildup, or structural issues.
And sometimes it's the medication that is causing the issue, and your healthcare provider can help give you an alternative. Yeah.
Right. There's hearing aids. These amplify the sound for those with mild and moderate hearing loss.
And I think we did all of the other ones, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And I think you have another huge tip.
Reducing background noise. Oh, my goodness, I can't tell you how important that is.
Mm-hmm.
Facing the person that's speaking and avoiding interruptions. They can also improve communication. If you're a smoker, quitting can help preserve your hearing. But that wraps up today's episode.
Okay.
If you have any questions or comments, contact us at our email, which is info@podcastdx.com. You can go on our website if you would like to schedule an interview. There's a link there for you to do so. You can find us on all social media platforms.
And then also, if you or a loved one is experiencing hearing loss, keep in mind that it can be detrimental to not address it. It can have an emotional and cognitive effect.
Yes.
So addressing it as soon as you happen to notice it and taking it seriously is important. And if you have a moment to spare, give us a review or drop us a line. And as always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. We don't know you. We don't know what's going on with you. So always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.